Hi there, Gina Murphy Darling, aka Mrs. Green here, and I am over the top excited to have with me someone who wears many hats in our community, and she is here to talk to us about this incredible Santa Cruz River Heritage Project. So Vanessa, thanks for being here, and now it's all about you.
Well, thanks for having me. So a couple months ago, Congress designated the Santa Cruz Valley National Heritage Area. So it is a federal designation that honors the region's contribution to America's history in terms of natural and cultural heritage. So we're looking at the watershed of the Santa Cruz River from Nogales at the border all the way flowing north up through Tucson to Marana and Oro Valley. And within that watershed, we've looked at the history and the culture that make up this cultural landscape that we call the Santa Cruz Valley National Heritage Area. This National Heritage Area designation is a program through the National Park Service to help communities better link private and public partners who want to voluntarily preserve, promote, and celebrate the defining landscapes of their community. And that's what we're doing with the Santa Cruz Valley National Heritage Area. So we're looking at a couple of different heritage experiences or stories that we have to tell in this region that are nationally distinctive. And they include topics that include our natural heritage, so sky islands and streams in the desert and bird migration routes, but then also our cultural heritage that include Native American lifeways, desert farming traditions, ranching traditions, and of course our U.S.-Mexico border culture.
So there's a lot more to tell. The best way that I believe you can find out more about it.
For the National Heritage Area specifically, it would be santacruzheritage.org.
I rarely do this, but I want to thank you personally because I know you were a driver, a big driver, and you did a lot of work on your own, and we will all benefit because of it.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It was a 15-year effort in the making, and I spent 8 years of my life focused on it, and it's a thrill that Congress has finally agreed we're worthy of a National Heritage Area designation.
Past episodes of this program can be heard on kxci.org on the Mrs. Green's World page, and if you want to know more about just what Mrs. Green's World is up to, please come visit us at mrsgreensworld.com, because together we can do really good things for the planet. Vanessa, thanks for taking the time to be here. I appreciate it and you.
Thank you for having me.